Our new bestie has changed how we track our investments. Why have over 400,000 investors chosen ShareSite? It's simple. This online investment dashboard for your investment portfolio supports over 500,000 stocks, ETFs, and funds, plus integrated with more than 200 platforms, ensures your entire investment portfolio is organized and accessible in one place. Move beyond the limited insights from brokerage statements. ShareSite offers a comprehensive view of your financial performance, including analyzed reports, dividend gains, and the impact of currency fluctuations, all through intuitive graphs and visualizations. But here's the best part. For the investee besties out there, ShareSite is offering a special deal. Save 4 months when you purchase an annual premium plan. It's time to dive deep into performance metrics, streamline tax reporting, and share your portfolio with ease. Join the link in the episode description to sign up to ShareSite now and transform your investment experience. Hello, today's Thursday, which means we're bringing you Girls at Startup, a weekly series where we spill the tea on how to create a seven-figure side hustle because no one saves their way to wealth. You're joined today by Sim, a seven-figure business owner, and with me is Maya, a solopreneur. Hello, Maya.
Kia ora, Sim. Today we have a highly requested kaupapa subject. I guess it's pretty top of mind within the GTI community as it's been requested a few times. And so we're talking about how to be a resourceful business owner.
A resourceful business owner?
Yes. Do you consider yourself a resourceful person?
I have not met a more resourceful person until I meet you. Oh. So yes.
Oh, so we're both resourceful business owners? Just to clarify what a resourceful person is, the term resourceful refers to the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties or obstacles, especially when faced with limited resources. So a resourceful person is adept at making the most of what they have available to them. I think we both double check that, whether it's in terms of time, money, materials, or other resources to achieve their goals and solve problems. So often a resourceful person involves creativity, adaptability, and a willingness to think outside of the box. So after hearing that, Sim, do you still think you're a resourceful person?
I do. I'm actually like on a high right now because I got off a call with a mortgage broker and I was just like trying to restructure some stuff. And she is a new mortgage broker in my life. And I was sharing with her my business income, because Girls at Invest is what gives me an income. So I had to show like how much I make from it, how much does the business make? And she was like gobsmacked. She was like, this is your company? She was like, you make this much? The company makes this much? And then she was like, you have done so well for yourself. And I was like, okay. Anyway, so
Thank you, ma'am. Please help me.
So can I get a better interest rate or...
Just circling back to my previous question, since you've obviously done well in your business, and also just side note, I want to specifically just talk about Girls That Invest. I know you've had previous businesses, but I'd like to just talk about Girls That Invest. And so, Sim, how have you cultivated a resourceful mindset in business?
I am so cheap, right? And I am so frugal, and I will not spend money. I mean, Maya and I have recorded in storage rooms. We have recorded in my bedroom. When I used to do the podcast with Sonia, I used to go to her house and record, or we'd record at mine, or we'd record virtually. Like, the headphones that I'm using are $30 and they hurt me. At the end of recording, I take my headphones off and I'm like, ouch, like, why are my ears a bit red? I will not spend money if I don't have to. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think you could do with getting a better pair of headphones because, you know, your business also is doing well.
I'm hearing you, Maya.
You know, if it's hurting your ears.
And I really appreciate your concern for my ears. But my ears are now tougher and stronger. And in the wind, I don't have to wear earmuffs because they are hardened.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
So anyway,
I believe that I am resourceful because underlying to being resourceful, I am cheap, right? And I'm frugal. And so when I start businesses, I don't have lots of money to begin with. I definitely have more capital now, but, you know, starting Girls Invest, I had a normal job.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like, oh yeah, I've got $1,000 to kickstart this. So if you don't have the money to hire a graphic designer or learn how to hire someone to make a website, or you don't have money to pay a video editor or a podcast editor, you have two options. You either get into debt trying to like fundraise and make money other ways and then like fund your business, or you watch a YouTube video and you learn how to do it yourself for free.
Mm. Is that what you did?
And that is how I cultivated a resourceful mindset in business. But ever since then, now we make more money and we can hire. I think I found a balance between, hey, I actually really suck at editing podcasts, so I'm going to outsource that.
Yeah, smart idea.
But there are things that I get interested in and I'm like, hey, like I really want to develop this within the business, or like I want to try doing videos. Reels have started becoming popular. I could go and pay someone to teach me how to do reels, or pay someone to come in and do reels. But I believe one of the key attributes of being a resourceful person is I want to try it myself once or twice. And if I suck at it, then I'll pay for it. But if I at least try, I might realize I can do it myself and I might realize I enjoy it. So like with the video content, that's still me. I saw a comment the other day. Someone was like, who is the Girls That Invest marketing team? And I was like, it's Sim.
Hi, it's me.
It's me. It was like a solar eclipse meme. And then when the solar eclipse like moved, it said, start investing. And someone was just like, who's the marketing lead behind this?
Who is the genius? Who is this comedian? Did you just send a photo of yourself?
I should have. But yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Because also, I like you mentioning you either go into debt or you figure a way around things. And I think that's an obstacle that a lot of people have when first starting out in business, is they look at, they can do some dung ho, some research and see like, oh, I need all of these things before I actually start. Or you can be a little bit more creative and adaptive to see what you have, what skills you have, what resources you already have to just start.
I think of my mind like, I mean, this is what AI is based off. It's based off of our minds, but I've kind of done it the other way around. I'm like, if you teach ChatGPT something and you give it enough information, it gets better and better at understanding. And you're like, change the tone of voice. No, read this material. No, be more like this. I just do that with any new thing I'm learning. So if I'm like, hey, I want to do a podcast, I don't know that yet, but I read material, I watch YouTube videos, I try it, I get feedback. And just like generative AI, my brain can also learn and be better. And then I have the skill set to understand what I need when I do hire someone to do it, because now I know exactly what needs to be done. And I'm not going to feel scammed if, you know, I go to a production agency and they're like, we need to take care of your podcast and we charge so much for distribution and this and that, when I know, wait, distributing it is free. I don't need all of that. I don't need to pay you $10,000 for a cover art. I can make it on Canva. I just need to pay for the editing.
Mm. So in a sense, upskilling yourself so that you know those things to reduce your costs.
Absolutely. And just so you know, you're not being taken for a ride.
Mm.
But also, I think I enjoy learning things and I feel like I'm getting dumber if I don't learn new stuff. So I get a kick out of it too.
That's fair. And I think that's important with business as well, because you're learning on the job, I guess. Can you provide some examples of how being resourceful has specifically helped you in business?
So I remember deciding that I wanted to start a course, and the course for Girls That Invest was, if you think about it, like you can make any project in a company as bloated as possible. And business bloat is when you have lots of people doing things and there's just too many people for the amount of thing that is needed, and people just aren't productive because it's like you have someone that like their whole job is, I don't know, making thumbnails, and you don't need someone full-time, 40 hours a week to do the thumbnails for your YouTube channel.
So like overhiring?
Oh yeah, overhiring.
Okay, cool.
So for the Investing Masterclass, I could have sat down, like I knew my material, so I knew I was going to be the person that taught it, but I could have been like, oh, I need someone to physically be in the room with me doing the camera stuff while I record, and I can just like sit on a stool. And then maybe I need someone to like, I don't know, edit the videos. And then I need someone else to like upload the videos and manage the questions in the community. And maybe I need someone else to do the copywriting, like the writing on the sales page, and do all the email marketing. And I guess I need like a launcher, like someone to help me with like sales funnel. That's like five people.
Mm. And big costs as well.
And big costs. And I had no money. I'd never sold anything on Girls That Invest at that point. I think maybe we did one or two partnerships that brought in, I don't know, $7,000. And so I was like, I'm just going to learn how to do all these things myself. And I made the landing page. Mind you, it was not beautiful, but I made it in a day. I figured out how to do everything that I needed to do. Like, I didn't know how to edit. I downloaded iMovie Editor. Like, I don't need Adobe Pro. I'm just cutting out my coughs.
True. You don't need to be the most exquisite editor. You're good. You just need the basics.
Every, like, video doesn't need, like, a highlight reel that, like, moves across the page. And it's like, module four, welcome to Girls That Invest, and, like, music. Like, that's what the slide does. That's the slide on the PowerPoint that does it, you know, and I used Canva. And so that was an example of me being, basically, besides my human time and cost, I spent $0. Oh, I guess I spent $500 to buy the camera. But besides that, I didn't spend any money on production. And now we do have someone that uploads everything. We do have someone that edits it, but that's just two people. Otherwise, you know, I think you can just kind of really overshoot.
So that is being hugely resourceful. You literally had never created a course before, had never sold a product in your business before, aside from partnerships, which I believe is different to selling a product yourself. And it wasn't just like a five-step PDF print. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It was a, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. But just so people can understand the scale of this, it was a six-week investing masterclass, and you just figured it out. You Googled how to do some editing with iMovie. You already had all of the content and the course material in your head, and you just kind of figured it out.
Just wrote it out in a Word document, put it on a PowerPoint, made it pretty. I mean, it's really ugly now when I look back on it, but I took feedback and, you know, kept making it better. And I did that every single cohort. So I took feedback and made it better six times. And so it's pretty good now. Like, I'm really proud of it. And that's the best thing I could have done for myself. It was so many YouTube videos. I have a master document where I just took everything I learned and I was just writing it out. And it was just like my handbook on how to launch a course.
For business owners, every transaction is more than just a swipe of a card. It's the culmination of your hard work, dedication, and commitment to your customers. That's why I'm excited to share with you a game-changing solution that's simplifying the way businesses like yours accept payments. Introducing Tap to Pay on iPhone, powered by Stripe. Contactless payments has never been easier. You can seamlessly accept contactless payments directly from your iPhone, and the best part, there's no additional hardware required. Think about it. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe cater to businesses of all sizes, empowering them to accept payments right from their iPhones. It's a game changer for businesses looking to scale quickly and stay flexible, with quick setup that takes minutes, not days. So, how can Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe benefit your business? It's simple. Increased revenue, expanded reach, and enhanced customer experience. It's a win-win-win. To learn more about how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can transform your business, visit stripe.com/tapiphone today.
Did you have any like imposter syndrome when you were creating the course?
Do you remember when I created it? It was during that time that my Christmas leave got declined, so I only felt anger.
Okay, yeah. So to put context, Sim wanted to have Christmas leave so she didn't have to spend Christmas on her own. It was just for a few days and it got declined for a just in case we need you. It wasn't a you were scheduled on, it was a just in case. And so that anger fueled her. She was like, you know, I need to exit this place.
I think the imposter syndrome was there, and that's probably why I didn't launch it. And then the anger was like the gentle push off the ledge.
Mm. And as a resourceful person myself, I resonate heavily with you just figuring it out. I'm a very sink or swim person. If I don't know how to do something, I will just figure it out. I'm confident in my ability to learn things and to be comfortable in that learning stage and making mistakes. But for those who aren't comfortable with that, or for those who do suffer from imposter syndrome, I think it's most people. What are some practical tips or habits that you've found effective in maintaining a resourceful mindset in solopreneurship / in your business?
I find that if you are someone that's sitting here and going, okay, it sounds like being resourceful has been a little bit natural for you, Sim and Maya, but it's not natural for me. Like, because I do have lots of friends where like, I'll be like, oh, like you can start this business. And they'll be like, how? And I'm like, oh, you do this. And they'll be like, but then how do I make a website? And I'm like, oh, this is how you'd make a website. And they're like, but what about the email? And I'm like, oh. So I have so many people in my life like that. So I totally get it. And I think my advice to that is, I almost see it as like a self-confidence thing. You need to be more confident in your ability to figure things out. And it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the more you'll go, oh, that's it. But if you have this thought process in your head that everything is more complex than it seems and only a certain group of people can do these tasks, then it's going to be really, really hard for you and you're going to struggle. But if you decide, look, Sim, I've started my business and I want to launch my own products, but I don't even know where to begin. The amount of resources, this podcast being just one of hundreds of resources out there on how to do what you want to do, is limitless. And sometimes all it takes is, I used to make Google Docs of like every single step I would need to take for a project. So I'm like, hey, I want to launch a course. That means I need a website. Okay, I need to build a website. Building a website means I need to sign up for, I don't know, like Shopify or Squarespace or one of those. I need to look at some websites that I like and see if I can make mine similar. I need to write copy, which is a lot easier now with ChatGPT. And then I need to publish it and I need to get photos. So that's like four steps on the website. And then you go, I need to put the course somewhere. So I need to find a course platform. I need to make an account. And so you're writing all these things down. And then step by step, wherever you get stuck, you can just Google those things. Like, what course platform should I use? Or like, how much should I price my course? Every question that you have, you are not the first person asking that. And there will be Reddit forums, YouTube videos, like podcasts, articles, so much information out there for every single issue you have. And so one by one, you can start checking them off by Googling them. If that's not enough, I recently bought a book called Everything is Figure Outable.
That's such a good book title.
By Marie Folio. Her company's kind of similar to Girls That Invest. It's like an online media company, but rather than teaching investing, she teaches business. And her like thought process and her tagline is everything is figure outable. So that's a good book to start with, or a good podcast to listen to if you really struggle with not being resourceful.
I think that's also a good mantra to have in your head as well, is to consistently think everything is figure outable. Someone has already figured out what I don't know, and there's always free resources available. You just Google it and then there's like a plethora of resources.
Like, I was so scared of starting a newsletter. Like, we do the weekly Girls That Invest newsletter. We have 50,000 newsletter subscribers. But I remember when we had like 2,000 and I was like, how on earth do I start a newsletter? And what on earth do I put in a newsletter? What do people even want to know? And then I kind of was like, well, I assume they probably want to know what's happened in the markets last week. And I assume they probably want to know what to expect next week. And maybe we could do something fun where we share like a little bit about what we're enjoying this week, maybe like a productivity tip. This is back when Sonia was with GTI. So like maybe like a self-care tip, and like, let's try that. And then we did that for a week and we got all this feedback being like, Girls That Invest has done it again. Or like, I love the newsletter. It's one of my favorites. I look forward to it. And I was like, what? That's all it took?
Everything is figure outable. So to summarize, Sim, you need to have self-confidence. Or if you're still working on that, I think that mantra of everything is figure outable is a really good thing to stick to. And understanding, or knowing that you can figure it out. And write out what you need to do. For example, you want to make a newsletter. Write out all of the steps that you need to do. Everything you don't know how to do, Google it.
It is as simple as that. The book name is Everything is Figure Outable by Marie Forleo, F-O-R-L-E-O. Check her out. She's amazing. Not sponsored. I don't even think she knows who I am, but I'm such a fan. And I think if you're not born with being resourceful, that's okay, but it's something you can absolutely learn. And I hope that it has helped you wherever you are in your journey, even investing. Like, we have a lot of people that listen to the Girls That Startup series with like absolutely no interest in starting a business, but they're just curious. Even if you're like an investy bestie, learning how to invest was just something you figured out, right? But because you followed the podcast, you were like, oh, this is how you do it. Let me try. How on earth do I make a brokerage? Let me Google it. Which one's the best ones? Let me Google it. And now you've landed at an investment portfolio. Everything is figure outable. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please let us know. It means the world to us. DM us, give us feedback. It is how we grow. Tell your friends and family about us. Take a screenshot of the podcast, put it on your Instagram story, tag us. It means the world. It is how we reach more people. It is how we get the message out there of growing your wealth and creating generational wealth. And it just means the absolute world to us. It just, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for those that do. We see you and we love you. And I'll see you soon, Maya.
Ka kite. Bye.
Bye.
And as always, to finish off with the disclaimer, Girls That Invest does not provide personalized investing advice for your individual needs. We are not financial advisors. The advice from Girls That Invest exists for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or financial decision. Advice from Girls That Invest is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. Always do your research and please do your due diligence.